Okay. Using the Anchor app. Let's see how this works out, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk about the return of Kyrie Irving. As we all know, the Brooklyn Nets have decided to bring Kyrie Irving back to the team. Why? They bringing him back because 7 Brooklyn Net players are in the, what they call it, the NBA COVID protocol. 7. And for the record, once you get to 10, any team gets to 10, that team is not allowed to play until it gets under that, which is the case with the Chicago Bulls. They haven't been playing because they have 10 players in the COVID protocol. The Nets is at 7, and they're getting very close to number 10, so they decided to bring Kyrie Irving back and let him come in as a part-time player. Now, my thoughts on this. Number one, before I begin my thoughts on how I feel about the Nets bringing him back, I must start by saying Kyrie Irving is one of the most selfish individuals that I've personally laid eyes on. And I get it. I know a lot of people are going to say he has the right to put whatever he wants in his body or don't put whatever he wants in his body. And you are absolutely correct about that. You're correct. But that does not mean that he's not a selfish player. Excuse me. Selfish individual. Because here's my thing. Sometimes in life, one thing we learn about life, sometimes we have to do things for the betterment of others. It's not always about what I want to do. And if you're a parent, if you're a good parent, then I'm quite sure you agree, because as a parent, you find yourself doing things where you're like, okay, I'm doing X, Y, Z because of my kids. Sometimes you do things you don't necessarily want to do because of your kids. If you love your family, you may do things for your brothers, your sisters, your other siblings that may not benefit you and may completely benefit them. So you say, yo, I'm going to do it. Even though I don't want to do it, I'm going to do it because of them. Now, is this sounding like I'm suggesting Kyrie take the vaccination? No, I'm not going to suggest nobody to take it or not take it, because I'm not an advocate for or against the vaccination. But what I'm just saying, and the point that I'm making, is sometimes we have to do things for the betterment of others, not just ourselves, for others. Moving right along, I'm looking at the situation where, from the Nets perspective, where they need them. They down to 7-8 players. A couple of these guys are G leaders. This is putting completely all the work is being put on the shoulders of Blake Griffin. So I get it when the Nets feel like we need to bring Kyrie back, even as a part-time player. However, there's a few things that I'm questioning. For one, I begin to question whether or not Kyrie is going to come in there and mess up the chemistry that the Nets have. Let's face it, they got the best record in the East. They just went on that West Coast swing and came out 4-1. Could have been 5-1 if they could have just, beat the Houston Rockets. Came back home and beat Philly, which is a team that traditionally gives these guys a hard time. So I question, is he going to mess up what they got going on? Then, from a health protocol standpoint, I begin to ask myself, if he's unvaccinated,
does that, and I'm just asking this question, does that make him more prone to catch COVID and spread it to his vaccinated teammates? Now, I know that the purpose of individuals getting vaccinated was to help prevent the spread of COVID. However, you know, there's several cases to people that was fully vaccinated that has caught COVID despite being fully vaccinated. So I wonder, does that make him more vulnerable? Because he's going to be on the road. He's not going to be at home, ladies and gentlemen. So he's going to be on the road, but he's going to be in a room or arenas with thousands and thousands of people. So does that make him prone to catch it? And does that make him prone to spread the disease to other teammates and coaching staff? I don't know. We shall see. This is Independent Rob. I want to thank you for taking your time to hear me out. See ya.